Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is US 99.
Drew, Phil, what's up, dude? How are you doing?
Is this the legendary Phil Vassar?
Drew, what are you doing, brother? How are you, man?
It took the world turning upside down to get you back on the phone, and I'm so happy about that.
I don't know, man. You never call. You never write. You never send me pictures anymore. You never send me flowers anymore.
I don't send you flowers because I've never done that. I figured it would be awkward for the first time.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good that I'm talking to you.
Me too, buddy.
And I think you're even better because tonight is the epic start of something new called the Piano Bar. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm pumped. We're a cover series. I'm doing a bunch of Elton John, Billy Joel, James Taylor, Jimmy Buffett, Jackson Brown. Every, you name it, I'm doing it. Buffett, Cheap Trick, REO, Styx, whatever it takes, man. I mean, it's just, you know, I used to have my own piano bar in Nashville for years, so I'm just kind of going back to my roots, man. I'm sitting there, I have a piano bar at my house.
I was going to ask you if you created a new piano bar actually in the house somewhere.
I have one. It's like, you know, friends will come over, and of course, I like playing anyway, so it's just sitting around and everybody else can have a cocktail while I'm kind of keeping my chops up while I'm playing some Lynyrd Skynyrd or whatever I'm playing. So it's a lot of fun, man. I'm excited. I'm taking requests, so I've been trying to do this every other week. That way people can make requests, and by the next time I can learn songs if I don't know them.
You're like, I don't know it off the top of my head. Give me a couple hours.
Yeah, right, exactly. Give me a minute. I can do it.
And you mentioned friends stopping by to jam with you. Are there any friends that we can expect to see with you at the piano bar?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to have special guests, and I don't know. You know, it depends on who's doing what on Tuesday nights, right? So, you know, and with Songs from the Cellar, man, I've got my new second season getting ready to come out on September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid and Vince Gill and Tracy Lawrence and, I mean, Larry Gatlin and Warner and Jody Messina, Kelly Kickler, Chingy the rapper, all kinds of folks, man.
My favorite episode of Songs from the Cellar was you and Tommy from Styx.
Man, Tommy is the best. The guy is amazing. He lives right behind me. He's one of my dear friends. And, you know, they're working on a new Styx record right now.
Is that a scoop from Phil Vassar? What?
Yeah, man. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, I mean, Tommy is one of those guys. I mean, he's creative, and he ain't going to let anything like this. He's probably right more than any of us, you know. He's he's a set guy, man.
And like you, Phil, he can still hit the high notes.
He can sing like nobody's business, man.
Uh-huh.
He is dead on it. I've never heard him hit a bad note in my ever.
He's one of the good guys.
But I've got a great bunch. Kix Brooks, you know, he came over and did the show. He lives right across. He just rolled his truck down the hill and came on into the house. And so it's kind of fun when you can get your, I said, if I can just get my neighbors doing the show, then we'll be in business for years.
You'll be good to go. We've all been staying home in the pandemic since March, and what we've learned, Phil, we've started snacking 24/7. What is the one thing you are buying more of at the grocery store? Because lately I've been on this kick with the RX bars or Cheetos.
Well, you're better than me. Mine is Swiss rolls. I gotta stay away from those guys, man. It's like those Little Debbie Swiss rolls.
Wait,
forget
those
about
still
it,
exist?
Are you kidding? Those things, man, for like a month, I just stopped doing it, all that stuff, and no ice cream or any of that stuff. I've been trying to, you know, of course, working out.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I had a pizza, I had a Sonic double cheeseburger, and ice cream. So let me tell you what.
You're feeling great, aren't you?
I feel like, let's just go ahead and kick off the piano bar series with a heartburn.
But the better thing, did you eat all those things while lounging in your backyard pool?
No, I was actually on my couch watching Family Guy, which is even worse. I was like, man, I'm going to have to hit the treadmill extra hard today.
The other thing we found while we've been staying at home is that most folks have picked up at least one new interest, one new hobby. What is that for you, Phil Vassar?
It's funny, I just sealed my driveway. You ever done that before with the aggregate sealer?
I have not sealed it, but I borrowed my neighbor Mike's power washer and never knew how satisfying it was to power wash.
I power washed for 5 straight days, and it's a big driveway, but I'm just telling you, for 5 straight days, and then it had to dry, then I had to seal it. I'm doing all kinds of home improvement projects.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, my kids are so sick of me being home.
Uh-huh.
Like, why are you still here?
This is the longest you have been home in your entire career.
Absolutely. It's been over, it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's, man, I can't wait to get back out and play, man. Everybody's got to get this. We got to figure this crap out, dude.
Do you still have the Mustang convertible?
Yeah, it's sitting in my front driveway right now.
On the sealed driveway, mind you.
Well, yeah, I did. And the guys get ready to pick it up. It's got something wrong. They won't start.
That's what happens with the old cars, Phil. You know that.
Just like me. Some days I just don't start.
Tell us where we can find Piano Bar online, on air, TV tonight. Give us a scoop.
Yeah, it's on my website.
That's super easy. PhilVassar.com.
Yeah, it's on this app called Single App. And you just press this deal. And it's pretty cool, man. And we're doing t-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff. So it's you know, it's exciting just to play again, man. I'm excited mm-hmm. about, like, what am I going to play? What am I going to do? And I tell you, I'm just jacked.
Well, we're excited for you.
Give me something to do, Drew. I got to get back up to Chi-Town, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I need to get back home.
Get some Chicago food in you. Stop by and see your friends at Joe's.
Yeah, I talked to Ed the other day.
Uh-huh. You know that Ed and his wife Lauren had twin babies, right?
I know, man. That'll keep him busy.
I saw him about a week ago. The Joe's rooftop is back open and they're doing acoustic music. And I'm thinking maybe Phil can get on the bus. I don't know.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I could do that.
Well, we wish you all the best, pal. It's been too long and I'm glad that we got to catch up this morning. I got the email last week when I was on staycation. I said, heck yeah, I want to talk to Phil Vassar.
Man, I'm so happy to talk to you, Drew. It's been too daggone long, man. We need to stay in touch, and I miss you guys up there, man. I really do.
We miss you, too. Phil Vassar's Piano Bar premiering tonight at 7 o'clock. You can find everything at philvassar.com.
Rock on, buddy.
Have a great day, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Drew. See you, brother.
That's Phil Vassar, one of the absolute good guys with US 99.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.